OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
I know we broke your heart, tears rolling down your face. You know I'm coming over to make sure you're okay. You don't have to wait, I'm a crazy babe. Call me Superman, you can go and play. You're on my way, you're on my way. Girl, I'm on my way.
Good evening and welcome to the Stephen A. Show here on EOTM Radio. I want to thank each of you for joining us tonight. As always, we'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and movie reviews. Tonight, we welcome talented music artist, Icon, and then Nicole Works, who is the author behind the book Made to Love. As always, we want you to call in your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can also join us in chat. There's a link on our Facebook page. Also, want to remind you that we're on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Google Stephen Knight Show, and connect with us. Definitely go to our website, stephennightshow.web.com. Now, Ms. Parker is actually out tonight, so she'll catch up with us next week. But very excited because Janera's back. She's been gone for a while, so she's back tonight. So look forward to her segment later on. Chica, I hear you on. How are you doing?
Hello, brother. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. How's your past 2 weeks been?
Oh, man. It was like heaven. A little slice of heaven. Got a lot of work then, but still was a little slice of heaven.
Right, yeah. Did you do anything exciting?
Yeah. I actually, I was going to tie it into my movie reviews, but I actually went to go see Last Love Lost. Of course, our guest and friend to the show, Jamar Hill, released the movie, which he directed, he starred in, he produced, he did basically everything. And I must say that I was thoroughly impressed.
Impressed.
Yeah, for this man to be, he's at the good old age of 24, and he decided that he wanted to make a movie, and he did just that within a year's time. And it turned out to be pretty good.
Can't beat it.
Yeah.
That's real good. Real good. Shout out to Jamar for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And yesterday I attended the Philadelphia Adunze Festival, which happens every year. Mm-hmm. And it's a celebration in culture. Actually, the African New Year, Adunze. And it's a festival in the streets. Rakim came out and he performed for Philly, put on a Dynamite show. Yeah, it was awesome. And I actually ran into actress Karen Molina White. For people, you don't know who she is by her name, you definitely know her from being on The Cosby Show and A Different World and Lean on Me. You know, Lance, why you do that, Lance? Yeah, and she's real sweet. Had a chance to hang out with her for a little bit.
That's real good. Real good. Okay. And Adam, welcome back, Adam.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Adam.
You did some traveling as well?
Yeah, I was in Chicago last weekend for some family graduations and things like that. So it was a good quick trip. It was nice and warm up there. Had some Chicago-style pizza. And, it was a great, too short, but it was a great trip.
Okay. So I know you said you saw a few movies. What did you get to see?
I went to go see X-Men. Days of the Future Past, and this came out a few weeks ago, actually Memorial Day weekend, and it pretty much follows, it continues the X-Men story. This takes place in a future where these robotic sentinels are kind of hunting down the mutants, and it's all because of what happened back in the 70s. So as a way to thwart it, the X-Men send Wolverine back to the past, in a sense. And they explain it better than I have. But they send him back to kind of prevent this incident from happening, which prevents the mutant of the Sentinels from coming into power. And stars, you know, the typical main actors, Hugh Jackman, Patrick Stewart, Ian McKellen, and then you also get the young actors from First Class, James McAvoy, and they were good. I liked it. They did a really good job, you know. They definitely did their work on making sure everything was explained, that you weren't lost, because, you know, time travel can always be a little bit confusing, but did a good job. They had a lot of action, you know, some good humor. So overall, it was really good. This was the return of Bryan Singer, who did the first two X-Men movies back at the helm of the series. So hopefully he continues that.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I thought the same thing. And another thing about the X-Men, from the moments that the opening credits end, it's all action.
Yeah.
From the moment those credits end in the beginning, it's an all-action film.
Yeah, yeah, and they did. I mean, it was cool just to see, even if you don't get to see a lot of them, you get to see some of the fan favorite mutants, like, you know, you see some of Toad again, you see Spike, you see a lot of those that might not get a lot of screen time, but it's cool just to see, you know, some of your favorite mutants in the movie.
Wonderful. Terrific, terrific. And, you know, I saw something, this is off subject, but, you know, they're shooting a movie here in Atlanta called Thelma that follows Margot Decay and the work they did. And guess who's in the movie?
Who?
Oprah. She's doing another movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I like that Oprah's accent. So that's good. That's all. She's playing, I forgot who she's playing, but the guy who played her son in The Butler is playing Margot Decay.
Oh, wow.
Right.
What hotel?
And
what hotel she's playing at?
I know.
I watched an interview with her not too long after Maya Angelou's death.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking to her about the role, and she said that she didn't know if she wanted to do it or not, you know, because she didn't know if she was ready to do yet another movie. And she said that one of Maya Angelou's last things that she said to her was, she said, "I want you to do it, and I want
yeah.
you to go all the way with it. I want you to take it
mm-hmm.
home,
because mm-hmm.
we need
mm-hmm.
you to do this."
Yeah, I saw that too. So I'm sure it's a good tribute to Maya Angelou. You know, they were very close for years. So
yeah,
I was a fan of Next Segment, but might as well, you know, RIP to her. Rest in peace, Maya Angelou. Definitely someone who inspired too many people. Such a talented
Absolutely.
Person and spiritual person and just a good soul. And then I don't know if you saw the memorial service they had. I didn't see all of it, but I saw that you know, First Lady Michelle Obama was there, Oprah was there, of course, and then Bill Clinton was there, and a lot of prominent people. So she'll definitely be missed, and she left a legacy that preceded her. So.
Absolutely.
And also, the woman that played Alice on the Brady Bunch, I can't remember her name, but she passed away too. So apparently she fell and never regained consciousness, but she was 85 at least. Right, exactly, yes. She was 85 years old, so rest in peace to her. As well.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's probably one more, because you know that theory is that celebrities die in threes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Absolutely. Let me ask you all before we move on the question of the day today, and I want everyone to go on Twitter and Facebook and tweet us your answer. The question of the day is, would you ever get a tattoo of the name of your significant others on your body?
Repeat that one more time, Steven.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry. Would you ever get the name of the person you're dating or married or with, their name tattooed on your body?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
And why not? You can...
Just a personal preference, just my own. You can shoot me if you feel differently, but I think it's a tad ratchet. Just a tad.
That's well said. Well said. I would have to agree with that. I'm not a big tattoo person on myself anyway. But he said he has it down perfectly. So.
I agree. I wouldn't do it either. I know some people, and we'll read the response later on. But someone said that if I was, you know, with someone for like 50 years, then maybe. But what I would do. If we decide to go that route, I would get maybe a symbol or something, you know, a similar tattoo. I wouldn't get the name. Because, you know. But anyway, I like that.
I will not argue. I'm a fan of the ink myself, and I am inked myself, But things mm-hmm. that I put on my body are going to be something, if they're going to be things that I am connected to probably spiritually. And a significant other, although you should probably be connected to them spiritually,
yeah,
they don't tend to stick around, you know, like your whole entire life. So, yeah, having someone on me till, you know, my end of days, I don't think so.
I'm not going to happen. Not going to happen. Well, everyone, go on. Go ahead. What you say? You said you agree. Everyone go on Facebook and Twitter. Let us know what you think. Adam and Chike, have a great week. We'll talk next week, okay?
Absolutely.
Thanks.
All right. A-Ron, what's going on?
What's good? What's good?
What's going on? Playoff season? Finals,
you're talking about the NBA finals. Yeah. Right. But first, do I get to answer the question?
Yeah, answer the question. You please do. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Hell no, I would not. Yeah, I said hell no, I would not mark my body with someone's name on it. No. That's crazy. No. And if anybody says otherwise, they're off. I'm sorry. Only person who I could possibly see putting someone's name on my body is my child. If I, you know, kids, somebody,
yeah.
Else, but
sick,
some person that you're dating, a boyfriend, girlfriend type of thing. No. Kids only. Kids. Your children. That's it. So.
Wait,
no.
Before we go into the sports segment, I want to read you my rant today. I had to do a rant today on Facebook because I was very annoyed. I had a very trying day, up and even having a flat tire during the day. But this is my rant this morning. I need to vent real quick. I bought a new laptop last year, and I bought a warranty on it. And last week, the screen went out. I took it back to the store, and they told me it could take 8 weeks to repair. But he suggested that I call HP directly, Joe Becker, directly and see if they had a local mobile unit. I called HP and they said that they could send someone to my house. But this would cost $169.99. Shaking my head, I paid it because I needed my laptop. So the dude gets to my house this morning and says it costs $150 to $300 to fix my computer. So my question is, what is the point of warranty?
Hell, just buy another dang on laptop with all the money that
right.
you're spending. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the warranty? Yeah, you're right. There
Where's
is no warranty.
Warranty.
There,
I bought a warranty.
No warranty.
Yeah, because they push the warranty down your throat when you buy a laptop.
Of course.
I don't get the warranty.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I don't get warranties on laptop. Things like that. I mean, okay. How much did your laptop cost whenever you purchased
it? It was like $500.
Okay, $500. Which was how long ago?
Last year, May.
Okay, a year ago. So, let's see. It's probably worth, if it wasn't broke with a year's worth of use, it's probably worth half that amount now. So you pretty much are buying your laptop all over again, if
right.
not you know, more. So yeah, just. Bought another one, man.
Yeah.
So yeah, rant, brother, rant, rant.
Had to rant.
Call them out. Yo. Call them out. Yeah.
But,
yeah. Purchase another one, man. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to break down to it.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Absolutely.
Enough of my ranting. Go ahead and tell us about sports.
All right, sports, man. Pretty much the finals, man. I am glued, and this has been an awesome NBA finals, man. Game one with the whole air conditioning going out, Bronze getting the cramps and everything, and yeah, and the Spurs win, they pretty much blow them out. Game two, though, Bron comes back, has a beast game, and the Spurs only end up losing by 2 points. So
wow.
I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, Bron's back, Bron played it. An amazing game, but they still won. They, you know, a win is a win, whether it's 1 point, whether it's 20 points. But also, you got to look at the score. Also, it was a close game all the
mm-hmm.
way through. And the Spurs had it. The Spurs had that game, man. They had it. Yes, I want the Spurs to win. In case people haven't yet noticed, I am a LeBron James fan. I believe in this brother's talent. He is a gifted athlete. I bow down to him. Yes, he is a gifted athlete. But I'm all about a team. And to me, the Spurs, to me, I just like their underdog kind of status. They're a great team. They are a great team. And I want them to win. I do.
So you believe that you think they're going to be they'll be the winners?
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yes.
Let us know.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Yes. The reason being is because the NBA has actually changed the formatting now of the finals, whereas in years past it was 2-3-2. So the first two games were for the, you know, anyway. Well, now it's back to 2-2-1-1-1 and advantage to the team with the better record, which is the Spurs. So I still say I give it to the Spurs. Yeah, I still had the Spurs winning it. I actually think that it'll go, I'm going to say seven games. Yeah.
Yes,
I want that actually go seven games. I want a full seven-game series. Absolutely. Spurs.
Yeah, that makes it worth it. And game three tomorrow, correct?
Game three tomorrow in Miami. That's going to be – oh, my gosh. I wish – come on, Stephen Knight, where is our budget for the sportsman? I mean, you all should be having me down there in Miami. What's up?
Oh, I told you before. You just fly out there and then send in your receipt.
Where is the budget for your sportsman?
Go to Miami. Have a good time staying at a five-star hotel, and just send me your receipts. I got you. Reimbursement.
Oh,
but listen.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Let me ask you a question. I know that they're coming, I think, coming to trial soon for the whole college basketball or college athletes being paid. Do you think they're going to get paid?
No, I don't.
I don't think so either. Because you know what they were saying. The argument they were. This is the universities. What they hold on to is the fact that you get an education for free, which could be up to $20,000.
They are getting paid.
You're getting room and board, and then the perks of being athlete. You get, you know.
Absolutely.
So
yeah. Now I do think that there should be a stipend. That they should get something maybe. Maybe $500 a month or something, you know, something to that extent, you know. But, you know, just for
– schools make a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, but they are being paid. You know, people say, oh, no, they're not. Yes, they are. These scholarships that these young men are getting are not cheap. These are, you know, $80,000, $100,000 scholarships. To think about it, room and board, everything paid to play ball at – Stanford, to play ball at USC, UCLA, LSU, all these schools. I can go on and on and on. These schools are expensive. They're expensive. And these young men and women are getting free rides. That's not cheap.
Yeah.
That is being paid for. Someone's paying for that. You know, you are working for that. You are working to pay that off, to pay for that. So it's not free, technically. But they still should get something because my cousin actually played college football. I actually have three cousins that actually played college football, as you well know, Stephen. And one of my cousins, I've heard the stories. Whenever I actually went to go down to actually visit him, he was hungry. I had to give him some money, like, because they don't give, like, you know, once the hours are done, at 7 o'clock, whatever, they don't get to eat anything else the rest of the night. Until breakfast. So these are 250-pound football players and other
athletes.
They're hungry all the time.
Yeah.
They need to eat. I'm going now to go, you know, socialize. They want to go to the movies. They can't even buy a movie ticket. They can't get no popcorn, nothing. Like, they can't do anything. So, yes, they definitely need a stipend.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Support that. Yeah. I wanted to mention, since Ms. Parker's not here, really quickly, I guess I have a few more minutes before Janera starts her segment. Welcome back, by the way, Janera.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Have you been watching, because I'm like a Ratchet TV fan right now, just because I'm actually taking a summer class, and I'm kind of just watching Ratchet shows, also typing up papers and stuff like that. Anyway, I've been watching The Housewives of Atlanta, Candy's Wedding. What is your take on Miss Joyce?
You know, and I've met her before, and she's actually very nice. I've met her on several occasions because, you know, Michelle and I used to go to the events at Candy's store, and she was always there,
right,
with teachers. It's always nice, very nice. But on the show, you know, especially this last season, I've been kind of shocked with her behavior. I think that she needs to cut the umbilical cord because, like Candy said, they were on The View. Candy has been making her own money and providing for herself since she was 16. So clearly, she's not dumb. You know, she's not going to just make a stupid decision. And the fact is that, you know, Mom Joyce has a man. Focus on that. You know, of course, that's your daughter and you want the best for her, but at the end of the day, she's going to have to make her own mistakes, if it is a mistake. She's going to have to live her own life, just like Mama Joyce had the chance to live her own life, you know, and it is living her own life. So I think that she just really needs to take a back seat because she's coming off, is not in the best light, you know what I mean? Especially when she tried to fight Carmen, the best friend, and then apparently I saw a clip, she went getting to it with Todd's mom. It's not, and even her sisters are, you know, they came, because I only saw one episode, but her sisters came to Candy and said, you know, we support you, want you happy, you know, this makes you happy, we got you back, you know what I mean? Mama Joyce needs to take a look at that, really. So hopefully, you know, it's gotten better. What do you think?
Well, it hasn't, because I actually watched the episode that came on last night, and Mama Joyce has, quote-unquote, jumped the shark. I have Candy, with all the respect, Miss Mama Joyce, y'all need to get her off the television. This woman, I don't know if this is acting, because I kind of think that like a lot of this is actually fake. I think that is actually staged, which I think isn't cool for quote-unquote reality television, which is not. This is, to me, it's not scripted, but it's packaged, you know.
And
I think that Mama Joyce is saw, I'm getting attention off of acting this way, so let me keep it up. Let me amp it up some more. Okay, she called Todd's father a pimp and called his mother a prostitute. Now, mind you, Todd's father died when Todd was 3 years old. So Todd never, you know, got a chance to even know his father. So she doesn't even know Todd's father. She never met Todd's father before in her life. And she says, well, I had heard from someone that had said that or whatever. So she's like, well, how can you say that you heard? Like, so, like, she was asked, who were these people? And she couldn't answer these, you know, who it was that had told her that. It's just it's crazy. This woman, Miss Mama Joyce, please stop this show. You are a grandmother. You up here trying to fight like you one of these basketball wives and loving hip-hop. You not. You are somebody's grandmother. Sit down.
Right.
This is embarrassing. I feel bad for Candy, but Candy needs to step up to her mother.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not saying disrespect her mother, but she needs to respect her husband, and she needs to what does the Bible say? Forsake all others.
A man cleaves his wife.
Yes, she needs to step to her mom and mom. I'm not tolerating this no more. Point blank. Period. If you are disrespecting my husband, you are disrespecting me. I'm not having it. And if that means that you will not need to separate for a while, then so be it. Cut it, Kim.
Yeah, because I saw one of the things she said that she was mad at Todd because he let Candy gain so much weight. What? Why mad at Todd?
Mama Joyce is mad at Todd because he allowed Candy to gain too much weight.
Gain so much weight, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Mama Joyce got some. Ooh, she is crazy. She got some. Is she jealous of her? It makes you wonder if she's sabotaging, jealous. She's trying to compete.
She has a man.
She needs some. Yeah, she needs some. But Candy needs to watch it because Candy's going to be like her mother, alone.
Mama Joyce has a man. She ain't alone. That's why she
Mama,
involved.
Yeah, Mama
got
a man. Wow, I didn't see. Why don't we see that on the show? Can't you just show
that? He was at the play. at the plate because he looks just like her daddy.
Oh, she has a type. She likes those Bobby Jones gospel brothers, kind of like the old school player with the little shoe dye mustache, pencil mustache. But you can tell back in his day, Doug, that he was knocking them down back in the day. Like he was getting it in. He was pretty boy back in the day. Much respect to you, Mr. Barris. You all good with me, brother. But yeah, so I got it. She got a type. She likes some the light skin, pretty old school pretty boy guys. Got it. All right. Well, to be continued.
Be continued. Yo,
follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Aaron Cosby. Y'all pray for me. Summer semester is in full effect. I have a couple more weeks, and the semester will be over, and I can cruise on to victory in May of 15 with that degree. So
yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes. So. Follow me. Right, look out for me, everything like that. And Janera, baby girl, welcome back. It's on you.
Welcome back, Janera. Welcome back.
Have a good one.
All right. Janera, you on? Are we on mute?
I guess maybe not. I just heard that good intro, too.
She told me she was coming. All right, well, I'll go through entertainment news while we wait to see you calling.
There she is.
There you
I'm
is,
here.
Janera.
Can you hear me?
There you are. We hear you now. How you doing? Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm over here.
How's everything going in your world? Been a
minute. Oh, my gosh. You know, I guess for the first time in a long time, I have a job where I actually have to work. So.
How's the new job?
It's going. It's hectic, but it's going. I can't complain.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk offline about it.
Yeah.
Some more information.
But I really
but yeah,
miss
that's
you
real
guys.
Good.
Yeah, I really
we miss you
guys.
Too. We miss you, too. And you were ready to come back last week, but we didn't have a live show, so it's great to have you back. I know you got some good stuff for us.
I do. I actually do. I have tons of good things for you guys because I have been slacking these last couple of weeks. So.
You have. Well, take it away.
I have. All right. Well, first of all, ASOS.com, they're having a really good sale. They're basically giving you 25% off, an extra 25% off of your purchase. And, you know, like ASOS has things that range from $2 to $2,000. So it's like you can get a very wide variety of you know, apparel, clothes, accessories, all types of things, jewelry. So I would always suggest going to ASOS.com, and that's for guys and ladies. BCBG Max Asia is having a summer sale, and if you shop now, you can get up to 50% off of select styles. And these are all summer styles. Anybody who knows me knows that BCBG is one of my favorite stores, so I may actually have to check that sale out. Saks Fifth Avenue, and this is not the office, the outlet, this is the actual store. They're having a designer sale. So if you shop now, you can take up to 40% off of select styles. If you shop Gap now through tomorrow, you can get 40% off of your purchase during their Sunny Savings Sale. And this is an online-only sale, so when you're shopping, you need to use code SUNNY. J. Crew, they're having a sale today only, and this is a sale where you can get an extra 40% off of spring sale styles. And there, you know, if you're shopping online, because you can shop online and in stores, but if you're shopping online, you need to use code today only. And Old Navy is having a get more, save more sale now through Thursday, and you can save 30% on your purchase of $100 or more, 25% on your purchase of $75 or more. Or, I'm sorry, 30% on $100 or more, 25% off of your purchase of $75 or more, and 20% on your purchase, on any purchase under $75. So this is an online-only sale, which means that you need to use code SAVEMORE. Express is having a sale today only as well. This is only for girls. You can save up to 50% off on dresses. And this is, like I said, this is online-only. Aerie is having a sale. And they're having a buy one, get one, $10 off the entire store. So that's something that everybody may want to look at. For Father's Day, Home Depot is actually having a sale, so I need to go check them out because you can just save on tons of items. And they didn't have anything, like, specifically for sale, but they just have, like, different, you know, different various items just discounted. So that's something that everybody may want to check out. And also for Father's Day, if you catch my drift, I have it online. Victoria's Secret is also having a sale. They're having a semi-annual sale. So that might also be possible. That's right. If you catch my drift, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So that might be something that everybody, you know, that some people want to check out. Check out the Victoria's Secret semi-annual sale. Now, they already started their semi-annual sale online, but it starts in stores tomorrow. So that might be something you guys want to check out. And that's all I have for you tonight.
Okay, and they can find all that on budgetshopaholic.com.
They surely can.
Thank you so much, Sarah. Welcome back. Have a great week, okay?
Thank you. You do the same, Steven. Sorry I missed so many weeks, guys.
All right, we're glad to have you back. Y'all are glad to have you back.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
All right, good night.
Good night. Now, Ms. Parker's not here tonight, but I want to go over some of the entertainment news that so much happened. We already spoke early on the passing of the great Maya Angelou, so her family is definitely in our prayers. Now, we all know what happened with the whole Beyonce and Solange and Jay-Z elevator fight. Well, apparently they're reporting that Solange wants Beyonce to get divorced because apparently Jay-Z's been cheating on Beyonce for years. She knows that he's been cheating on her, but she's not doing anything about it. So Solange is forced, wants her to leave him, his cheating ways. I mean, you never know what to believe. I think a lot of speculation was going on because of what happened in the elevator, and they got exposed. But I actually like them together, so hopefully everything is going well for them, and they can stay together. They're a very powerful couple, so wish them all the best. Evelyn Lozada shared pictures of her baby son. She had a baby son, Carl Leo Jr. Congratulations to her. And I know we all know about the whole drama between Rihanna and TLC. You know, Rihanna went to the award, to the fashion award show where she was given an icon award, and she was dressed in a, people said it was more of a tribute to Josephine Baker, who wore a similar outfit, which you could see her private areas in her see-through dress. And apparently T-Boz and Chili made a comment that they're sick and tired of seeing Rihanna naked on the So Rihanna tweeted a picture of them, TLC, with no shirt on. Basically saying, I guess, the hit dog Rihanna. But they're saying that the picture that she tweeted was a picture that TLC took for breast cancer awareness. So who knows? But I personally think that celebrities shouldn't talk about other celebrities. You know, let them do them. TLC, y'all had y'all run. Y'all still doing some stuff. That Rihanna do her thing because she's killing the women. All right. So yeah, we all know that Tierra and Future, they are engaged, and Tierra is pregnant with their child. Well, apparently, she has not been wearing her ring, her wedding ring, and Future was spotted at a party with Rihanna. But Tierra apparently went off when naysayers said the relationship was that they had broken up. So apparently, they're still together, so good for them. Little Kim welcomed her baby daughter. Congratulations to her, first child. Crazy. Halle Berry is ordered to pay child support to her ex-boyfriend, Gabriel Aubrey, $16,000 a month child support. So that is interesting. So anyway, that's entertainment news. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to The Stephen Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to The Stephen Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. The Stephen Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
All right, so we were asked you to answer the question of the day, and I want to read some of your responses. Let's see, I'm having some technical difficulties, but I'll get to them in just a second. Question of the day was,
would you ever get tattooed the name of your significant other on your body? We have some very interesting responses. You already heard what our team thought. It's Kardashian Shannara. But let's see. Here's some responses. We'll get to it. I'll say the consensus was no. Some people said, you know, they cussed and said no. So let's see what we have here. Technical difficulties. Love it live on the air, don't we? Let's see. Here we go. All right. So the first answer was from Shane. He said, no, I wouldn't. Suppose you and that person break up. You would have a trouble erasing that name, first name. Gary, I believe his name, says, no time for that. Keith said, nope. JP said, that's silly. I love tattoos, but I'm not going to turn myself into a walking name tag or a human version of underwear where you write your name in Sharpie on the back. Karen said, no. Alan, he was asking nothing else. Kimberly said, not for anything on this planet. Gerald said, 22 years of marriage, she's given birth to our three kids. You damn right I would, and I have. Dante said, definitely not. Deidre said, no. Chanel said, no. I don't do names, period. Brian, I can't say what he said because he cussed, but he said, hell F no. I'm not anyone's property. James says, no. No, hell no. Scott says, no, sir, I would never. The only exception is blood, relatives, child, sibling, parent, cousin, et cetera, because blood lasts forever. Let's see. So I want you all to go. We have a lot more. We have a lot more people who responded. So I want you to go on Twitter and Facebook. Let us know what you think. What we're going to do, we're going to play a song with for our guests to call in. They're a little tardy right now. So we're going to play some music, and we'll be right back for our guests. I mean, our music just yet, but I'll read some more responses. Makisha said no, she would not get the name tattooed. Kareem says she wouldn't mind if it was her husband's name, so she would do her husband's name. Nathaniel said no. Will said he's not into tattoos, so he wouldn't get any tattoos on his body, especially on his name. Dwayne, my old college mate, said hell no, only my kids because that's the only one they're guaranteed. Laura said, nope, never. Say two said, nope. Justin said, nope. First sign, you're about to break up. Now a matching tattoo and no one fits together like an arm or a hand. Oh, he's saying that he would get a matching tattoo. Okay, that's good. Natalia, no. Jen, hell to the no. Derek said, maybe if he was 50 and married for 20 years, he would do it. Diana, no names. Heidi said, never, and I don't tattoo anyway. If I did, I would. It wouldn't be that, LOL. And Black Frank said, did it three times, and all three names were scratched out. So I guess some people out there will do it. We'll do it. But I'm going to get the song queued up for you. Are you ready to go? Let's see. Let's see. All right. Well, anyway, while we're waiting for the music, I will make an announcement. I'm actually very excited to announce that I'll be going back in the studio next week. I actually have a summer cold, so if you hear me a little hoarse, that's why. So hopefully I got to get rid of it for next week because I got new music and a song I really, really, really like. I actually wrote it when I was like 20, and I kind of reconfigured it so that it's current. But I'll be recording that next week, and then I have some other things going on that I'll be recording. So I'm definitely excited about that. I was supposed to release my Christmas EP last year, but I felt like it would be in a rush, so I'll be working on that as well. So I'll be working on kind of two projects at the same time. But I'm excited because I love to sing, I love to record the music, and I have the opportunity to do it. So definitely keep up with me. My Twitter is StephenKnight32, Facebook StephenKnight3200. And then also my website, StephenKnightMusicJobWebs.com. So definitely check me out, follow me, support my music. That's on iTunes. Check them out. Well, we're going to play a song, and we'll come right back with our guests when they call after this. Mm-hmm.
Well, I enjoy reading, and I can go through, like, 3 books in a week. And so I recently have been coming into loving erotica romance. And so I was thinking, you know, if these people can write these books, I think I can do it too. So one night I went to bed, and I had this dream about these two characters who I've never seen before, and I'm watching this, like, it was like a movie unfolding in my dream. And I knew I never read it. I never saw it in a movie before. So I was like, you know what? I think this is my book. And so I'm getting to learn these, I get to learn these, meet these characters. And of course it was Carmen and it was Cooper. And it's like started in the middle of the book, my dream. And so basically I wrote around that scene. And of course I had other dreams that came into play to bring the book together.
So, writing a book, obviously this is your first time writing a book. How did you know where to start?
Well, like I said, it just started with my dream, and then it just went from there. So a lot of it was like using some of my imagination, and then when my imagination wasn't working, I was like, it's nap time. And so that's when the scenes would come to me while I'm sleeping.
So April 26th, you released Made to Love. Were you nervous? Were you excited? How did you feel that day, the day it finally comes?
Well, that day was the my book launch release. So I was a little nervous. I was really excited. And then at the same time, it's like, I'm a wife, I'm a mom, you know, I'm a business owner, and, like, you know, my friends and my family and people who use my business services are coming out. Oh, my God, what are they going to think about Candace? You know, her mouth, oh, my goodness, you know, the things that I've said in it. But overall, you know, everybody was excited for me. And and now, you know, people make little comments like, oh, Miss Candace, I didn't know. It's fiction. It's fun, you know. It's not me, but, you know, so everybody's been real supportive.
That's real good. That's real good. And so the series takes was based in Arlington, Virginia. Why did you pick there?
I picked Arlington, Virginia because in the book, the girls, they're into a lot of fashion. And up in Arlington, Virginia, you know, it's close to D.C., Baltimore, New Jersey, New York. So I feel like that's, like, part of the fashion world. Even though it's just based in Arlington, Virginia, we do come to Richmond and to Chesterfield and areas like that.
Okay. And I know this is part of a series, the MAID series, that you have other books that you'll be releasing. And you touch on multicultural characters and interracial dating. Why those two topics that you know, that you wanted to touch on?
Well, when I read books, you know, I feel like the character should be relatable to everyone. I don't feel like a certain type of character should just be, like, the backup person or, like, be seen like, they're not important. And so I feel like the world is full of color. So now it's time for the color to come into the books. And when I say interracial couples, because I believe love is blind, and, of course, I'm in an interracial marriage, and so I'm writing about what I know. And if you look around the world, you do see a lot of interracial couples, whether it's black or white, you know, black and Spanish. It can be anything. And so I just feel like it's time for them to be featured in a positive light in a book.
I understand that. And, you know, we did a show last year about interracial dating or interracial relationships in 2013. And I know that because this is 2014 now, and, you know, people are more open-minded. Do you experience, you know, issues or people's personalities because of your interracial relationship? Is it a big deal?
To us, it's not a big deal, and to the majority of people, it's not a big deal, but you do have those few individuals, and I do call them ignorant because of the statements that they make. They'll say, she loves white boys, or what's wrong with her? Why she got to get that white guy? It's like, you know, really, like I say, love is blind. Love is colorblind. Right. And so, like, when you meet somebody, you shouldn't be basing it off of the color of their skin. You get to know that person. You know, you see if you have things in common. So you do, unfortunately, you still have people with that, you know, mindset. But you just have to be happy with who you are with, who you are and who you're with, and not worry about what the, you know, the haters have to say.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations to your family.
Now, tell us about the next installment of the Maid series. What can we expect in your next book?
Okay, well, the Maid series, like, is three books. The first book is Maid to Love. The second book is Made for You, and the third book is Made by Us. Now, when we say the Maid series, it features all three girls. Now, in the first book, the book is basically about Carmen and Cooper, but you will find out Carmen has two best friends, Marcia and Giselle. So each book is about each girl. And even though they're best friends and, you know, they love each other, they all have very different personalities. So each book is completely different than the other. So you won't feel like, oh, okay, I read Carmen and Cooper's book. Now I'm going to read Marcia and David's book. It's the same thing. Trust me, it's not. And Giselle's book is nothing like Carmen's or Marcia's book.
Okay, okay. Well, I mean, you definitely have taken off with the Maid, Maid 11, the Maid series. Do you have any plans of writing other kind of books after this series is done?
Well, that's the funny thing, because I'm not finished writing book three, and, like, I already have other characters entering my dreams. So I have another book. I have no idea what the title is. I know the main characters' names, and now, like, there's a sister coming into the dream, and I'm like, wait a minute, I can't have all of y'all. But so I have another book coming, but it's not a part of the Maid series. And then I do want to venture off into the world of witches and vampires. Like, I love those characters. I love those type of shows. So I think once, you know, I finish with whatever this other book's going to be, I'm going to go into the world of witches and vampires. But, of course, it'll always still be erotica romance. And even though I say it's erotica romance, my stories are based on storylines. It's not just, you know, sex.
There's a story. Yeah.
But it has a lot of hot, steamy scenes in it.
Okay. Well, it seems like the best is yet to come for you, and I'm just, you know, happy for you for everything that you have going on. And I know that people can go to cnbookseries.com to purchase the book and to learn more information about you and the Maid series. Do you tweet or Facebook, anything you want to let the listeners where they can follow you, keep up with you got going on?
Yes, I do have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest, and all of it's at CN Book Series, C as in Candace, N as in Nicole, and then Book Series. So you can follow me on all those sites. And like you said, you can also purchase my book on my website, www.cnbookseries.com. If you go under the Maid Series tab, you'll find the links where you can purchase the book.
All right. Well, listen, Candace, thank you so much for taking the time to come on our show tonight. And I wish you all the best. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Have a good one.
You too.
All right. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back in Stephen's Playlist.
EOTM Radio, we heard from coast to coast, entrepreneurs on the move, getting out of house. EOTM Radio, we heard from coast to coast, entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most.
Net station is the hottest, playing the best independent artists, and looking for more, so tune in and tell a friend about the hottest station on internet land.
Sit back and listen to EOTM on a mission. Classic City Records, ain't no competition. Pay attention to the grind, we're in it, the vision. Entrepreneurs on the move, success is a given.
EOTM Radio, we're heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most. EOTM Radio, we're heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most.
EOTM, this is people station. Hottest station in the nation, no underestimating. Stop procrastinating and gon' hit them up. Giving you bang for your buck, get your numbers up.
Come on.
Stop sitting around whining, crying about making it, but ain't trying.
Plenty
pity records, we tiring. Join EOTM and start climbing.
EOTM Radio, giving you the most. EOTM Radio.
radio. Giving you the most.
Tonight's show. Now it's time to go on to Stephen's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during this segment. Each week we select the artists to play on our playlist, and tonight our playlist features songs from both independent and major artists, including Mally Music, Beyonce, Icon, and many more. If you're interested in being featured on the playlist, please email us at thestephenknightshow@gmail.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. Remember, all songs must be edited for radio, so definitely want to hear your music. Now, the first song is by our guest who didn't make it today, Icon. It's from an upcoming project called Take You There, and I think we're ready to play it. Okay, sorry. It's actually the song You Get Nasty, because the song is called You Get Nasty. This is his upcoming project. I believe it comes out in June 17th, I believe. So look out for that. And we are going to play it. Check it out and enjoy Stephen's playlist.
Naked. I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get up on me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, baby, I want you.
I'm on my fourth cup. Shots by the threes, let's hit the dance floor. I'm getting sick of VIP. It's going down.
Heard about you. You heard about me. Yeah. Why?
Well, that was our playlist. I hope you enjoyed it. Shout out to Candace Nicole Works for joining us tonight. Make sure you go check out her book, Made to Love. Go to her website. It'll be posted on our Facebook page. Have a great week. Thanks for listening, and be blessed. Peace.